This is the Australia Report with Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, a very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I am very well, thank you. Good to talk to you.
Nice to speak to you. Well, it's been a very, very eventful week in Australia. Tell us how the elections went.
It certainly has been an eventful week. And two things. So first of all, the ruling Labour Party came in with a landslide against expectations. There were some predictions that the alternative, the Conservative Party, which is the Liberal Party, would win minority government, but would win. Not only did they get hammered, but the Labour Party came in with the biggest majority in the House in over 20 years. I mean, it was incredible. And the first important point to say is that people often forget or take it for granted that we live in a country which is a democracy, which does have a peaceful election, and the concession speech which the opposition leader made was the epitome of dignity. We acknowledged the government acknowledged the opposition leader, so there was a lot of graciousness and dignity. And which is important, because not every country in the world these days can actually boast that. In terms of the Jewish community, it was for the first time. Now, there's never been a Jewish vote per se in this country, and Jews have voted like everybody else on bread and butter issues, and on the national security and education, etc. For the first time ever, and Jews have been here since day one of white settlement. Indigenous people have been here for 65,000 years. But Jews have been here since day one of white settlement. For the first time, anti-Semitism, Jewish issues, Israel, have been part of the mix of the election. And that's something new. And that's obviously what we've been talking about for 19 months now, because of the absolute nightmare of anti-Semitism, which we've experienced in this country going back to October 9, two days after October 7, when we had the appalling scenes outside the Opera House and everything which followed from that, which included synagogues being set on fire, arson attacks, cars on fire, politicians' offices firebombed, etc., etc. So that made, and both sides of politics picked up on that, particularly the opposition, and which really made it not front and center, but made it a major issue in the electorate, in the election. So both sides, pledged millions of dollars for additional security for the community, and a special police task force, and anti-doxing laws, etc. So for the first time ever, it became Jewish issues, anti-Semitism, and also the way that both sides of parliament were voting at the United Nations on Israel matters, that also became a key issue. So that's changed everything for the Jewish community. Many members of the community lost faith in the government because it had been siding with majority votes in the United Nations saying Israel has to, recognize a state of Palestine more rapidly, etc., etc. So that's all just the background. In terms of results, there are four Jewish members of the federal parliament. All four retained their seats, three on the Labour side, one on the Liberal side. All four of them retained their seats. And very interestingly, the Greens, who have been very, very critical on Israel in the last, since October 7, they have taken a hammering at the election. The Greens leader might even lose his seat. That result is not even sure yet. And when I say they've been very critical, just a couple of examples, some quotes from Greens MPs. They've accused Israel of genocidal ambitions. They've said that Israel has conducted a manufactured famine. One MP said that Jews have tentacles, which is, really going back the ultimate trope. Another one said that the Israeli ambassador in Canberra should be expelled. Another one said that Israel's arms were fueling the genocide. So there have been some appalling statements from Greens MPs, and so Jewish leaders have acknowledged the fact that the Australian electorate has not voted for Greens overwhelmingly, has not voted for the Liberal Party overwhelmingly, but have put their votes to, as one analyst said, overwhelmingly Australians voted for stability in a world of a lot of uncertainty. So that's pretty much the result. So it's overwhelmingly the Labor Party. And so the Jewish leadership have given statements congratulating the Labor Party and saying that they are hopeful and confident and hopeful that there can be constructive dialogue going forward on all the issues which are of direct concern to the community.
Vic, that said, the Jewish community leadership has to do that. There really isn't an option, because this is how democracy works. This is the government that has won the election. So the Jewish leadership needs to congratulate them, and their job is to find a way to work with the government. That said, it has to be very disappointing for the Jewish community and maybe concerning. What's the reaction been?
Well, yes. So there have been, like I alluded to a few moments ago, in the run-up and post-October 7, etc., quite a significant number of members of the community lost faith in the government, feeling that the government did not respond quickly enough and or effectively enough in the space, because of the spate of anti-Semitism, and also were disillusioned when the government was supporting votes at the United Nations, which were saying that there needs to be, faster movement towards a two-state solution, et cetera, et cetera. And so, and also were unhappy with some comments of the foreign minister, et cetera. So, yes, there has been that. But exactly to your point, like the Executive Council of Australian Jewry, which represents this Jewish community, one of it, in congratulating the government, said, quote, "Where we have different views on the best way towards a sustainable two-state outcome, we will continue to put our case to the government in a constructive and reasoned manner." And then the election results have made it clear the Australian people are looking for pragmatism and have less time for ideologues of any kind. And then they refer to electoral punishment handed out to the Greens. So you're absolutely right. We do live in a democracy. The government is there and is with a very much stronger mandate, possibly the strongest that the Labor Party has ever had in its history, which is extraordinary. So the Jewish leadership needs to work with the government and in a constructive way, and to put its case and its concerns positively and constructively and in a reasoned way, and hopefully to work with the government in a positive way, in a reasonable way. I should just mention as well, the electorate, which has the largest Jewish community, is here in Sydney in the eastern suburbs. We use that phrase a lot. That electorate is called Wentworth, and interestingly, there's been an independent MP there for the last 3 years. She unseated a former Australian ambassador to Israel, interestingly enough, and so she has been standing as an independent, and the Liberal Party, the opposition, put forward someone against her, and so there was a lot of attention from the Jewish community on that issue because of everything we've been saying, and the independent did win. But she has been an outstanding friend of the community, and she remains a strong friend of the community.
Incredible. That is where we leave it. Vic Aladev, thank you. As always, Vic is the former CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies. We chat to him every Tuesday at this time, where we get the latest news from Australia. It is 7 o'clock. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.